Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han, and on the line we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York.
Good morning, Dodge. All right, let's start with Catalonia's separatist movement. It apparently gave itself some more runway, stopping short of a declaration of independence and looking to open talks with Madrid. So in your mind, Dodge, do you have a worst case scenario that could play out here in the near term?
Good morning, Han. I think the worst-case scenario is that both sides stay hard to their position at this point and are not able to work it out, and it becomes it has much bigger impact not only in Spain but across Europe and, of course, the world. Both sides have some weakness. You look at Mr. Puigdemont, he's trying to create several factions within his unwieldy alliance of separatist lawmakers, those who control a majority of the seats in Parliament. He really didn't do, his speech was good, it was well worded, it was very carefully thought out, but it did confuse some of the lawmakers, and he really didn't receive any applause from the far-left secessionist lawmakers who have supported him, and they are key to keeping the independence moving forward. On the other hand, you take a look at what Spain is facing. Prime Minister Rajoy, he's called an emergency cabinet meeting for tomorrow to decide the Spanish government's response to the declaration. He had a meeting with his main rival, so they're trying to work together. I mean, he could deploy their nuclear option, which is an article of the Constitution enabling him to sack the original government and call an election. There doesn't seem to be any kind of a move between the two towards coming together. That creates a problem that becomes much more international, or at least European involvement, than it is now. And that's really our concern. Both sides have weaknesses in their position. Both sides have strengths. Both sides have to deal with their own side in order to come to some kind of conclusion or compromise with the other side. It's not clear to me how this is going to work out, and so we are being very careful. You're seeing it in what's happening with the euro-US dollar, the strength of the euro dollar, the weakness of the euro dollar, the strength of the US dollar is going to be affected by this. So right now, it's just happening now, Han, and so we're going to have to let this play out. But right now, it seems like it's going to be a long, hard tackle.
So as you go about trying to figure out this long, hard tackle, and as you alluded to earlier, the effects or the extent of the effects from this separatist movement, you're still pretty unsure about that. So as an investor, how do you go about not trying to take positions between now and, whenever something gives?
Well, so far, one thing we're watching is the impact of geopolitical risk versus pure economic country-by-country risk. So far, our markets have not been affected by the geopolitical risk because the perception is that the risk will be worked out, perhaps not in the short term, but over the longer term, and that we will avoid a real war. As long as that occurs, I think that the markets will continue to be strong. But we have raised some of our cash positions, but we have no short positions whatsoever, but we are being very mindful of the sector rotation, which is increasing and accelerating, that we're seeing now, and that we're becoming more involved in taking profits when they occur as the sector rotates, and also minimizing the losses so that we don't get hit and have a long-term loss in our portfolio. So we're much more shorter-term oriented, but it's not because of the geopolitical risk yet. It hasn't really hit the markets. The markets are still very strong. We're seeing new highs. Tomorrow, we suspect there will be a pullback because of this, but then we'll see the reaction.
Got it. Now let's move to the states. You've got U.S. President Donald Trump. His feud with Republican Senator Bob Corker may threaten the U.S. tax overhaul plan. So do you think Trump is the biggest risk to his own legislative agenda?
Not the biggest, but it is getting bigger. Recently, Budget Director Mike Mulvaney said running higher deficits. I mean, we're talking about $1.5 trillion of red ink over 10 years is acceptable if it eventually jumpstarts the economic growth. I mean, this is coming from a former hardline deficit hawk, and it really has bewildered many Republicans, such as Corker. While supply-side Republicans are dismayed that the abolition of estate taxes looks less likely. So the tax bill is still going to go forward, but the margin of error is decreasing as Republicans waver and the Democrats are beginning to reject any potential compromise. So we are going to be watching this. And Trump has a way of managing the scene right now. He is in a losing position. He needs to regain some of the strength he had. And the tax, that is probably the most likely area for him to be able to come through. But it's going to take some time, and perhaps time will work to Trump's benefit. But yes, you are right. Trump is becoming more of a problem for Trump.
Well, we have seen the dollar losing strength, at least so far this week. So at least looking at the dollar story in the near term, do you think politics or perhaps, say, the Fed will be the key driver here, again, in the near term? Because keeping in mind, we've got the latest Fed minutes due out at 2 a.m. Thursday, Malaysia time. So politics versus Fed.
Politics will dominate short term. The Fed announcement will become more important if The geopolitical risk is deemed to be less likely of a potential war or something less serious than that, but more serious than what we're seeing now. If that occurs, if the geopolitical risk is abated or doesn't get any worse, then the Fed will become more important. But we're not talking about the next 5 to 7 days. We're talking about longer term. And that's really where traders are going to be looking at in terms of the dollar.
All right. Now, looking ahead to later this week, though, we've got U.S. inflation, retail sales, also consumer sentiment data. That's all due at the end of this week. Will those data points then give global investors something else to hang their hat on, at least for the next few days?
Yes, they will when they come. But again, Han, the perception will be as long as they are not weaker than expected, they don't have to be as strong as expected, but not substantially weaker, then there will be a continued relative positive attitude towards the market. The PPI, we're looking for a 0.4 or 0.3% increase. Bear in mind, the average hourly earnings may have turned a corner as our labor market tightens. This is not an immediate problem for fixed income, but something worth watching carefully. And the consensus for Friday's CPI report is a rise of 0.6%. The other three, the retail sales, we expect 1.4, 1.5%. August business inventory is around 0.4%. The October Michigan Senate, we expect to improve to 95.2 or 0.3. Those are positive, and as long as the political risk is not deemed to be overwhelming or to change from what we are seeing now, the economics will predominate. But we have to be very careful and mindful of what's happening, particularly in Catalonia and Spain.
Got it. Thank you so much for your time and your insights as always. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.